From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Today is repeal day.
Yes.
We need to celebrate. And why aren't we celebrating? There's nothing like a good Bloody Mary or mimosa to get things going in the morning, I say.
Get you going back to sleep.
Well, I'm okay with that, too.
That's okay. I would be perfectly fine with that.
I'm fine with going back to sleep.
Yeah.
All right. So it's December 5th. You know, also today is Walt Disney's birthday.
Oh.
December 5th, born in 1901, though he faked his birth certificate to join the Army.
Yes.
When he was 17. And his mother actually signed his papers, knowing full well that he had faked his date.
So, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they took him. They took him. He ended up serving in the Red Cross in France. Mostly the World War II had wound down by the time he was 17. But, World War I, I mean. World War II, where'd that come from? That was done 20 years later. All right. It is time for the Who Cares News. I'm sure we're not going to care about this today.
I'm sure.
Whatever it is you've got over there, Morgan, I'm sure we don't care. I'm sure we don't
give
a flying flip.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here.
That's it.
What's up?
Well, we called it last month, but now it's official, and the world may never be the same.
Uh-oh.
Kim Kardashian has announced that there will be no Kart Jenner Christmas card this year.
Oh, no.
Card with a K.
No. Yeah, we kind of called that, didn't we?
It's card with a K.
Card with a K. Yeah. We called that. We're pretty good at that now. You'd think after doing this for almost 7 years, we'd kind of figure this stuff out.
Some of it.
Some of it. Yeah.
But, you know, we still like the element of surprise, so we can act like we're shocked.
Yeah.
So Kim told E! News yesterday that the epic Christmas card won't be happening this year.
It's not going to happen.
Nope.
No.
I have to say, thanks to last year's Christmas card, that really did just F us over. That refers to what all Kudake fans and non-fans already know. From last year's feud with sis Courtney over scheduling the shoot in the first place and her meltdown.
I think I heard someplace that Kim called, or Courtney, didn't Courtney call her family a bunch of effing bitches in that whole thing? My effing bitch family.
Lots of
my
words.
My effing bitch family.
Lots of words.
Yeah.
Said.
I'm surprised they speak. No, I'm not.
The three episodes that I've seen that I binge watched one night, this was one of them.
This was one of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about this. We discussed.
Yeah.
We discussed amongst ourselves, matter of fact.
There was a feud about scheduling, having to Photoshop Courtney in because she couldn't be bothered to show up for the shoot.
Well, that, and you know, look at all the trouble they went to hiding Kylie's baby bump at the time. Because remember, Kylie wasn't telling the world that she was having a baby till after she had the baby. How do we let this happen in our world today? And how many Christmas cards have there been? I think there have been a dozen.
Been quite a few.
That's really scary, Ryan Seacrest.
I'm surprised.
Thank you so much.
I'm surprised that Momager let the world get away with no Christmas card.
I think she's over it. I think she's like, it's just too much trouble to try and get the family together.
Maybe because of all the Tristan stuff and...
I don't think that has anything to do with it. No. I think it has everything to do with the fact that I think Kim and Courtney are never going to see eye to eye on this card again. And why
probably
do we care? Why am I even engaging this conversation today?
Because
I can't effing believe it.
You know, Courtney goes out shopping and partying, but yet the one day they're going to do the card, it's like, I need to be home with my kids.
I got to be home with my kids because last night I was in Vegas partying.
Yeah.
Because that was responsible. That was responsible parenting,
I'm
Courtney.
Telling you, it's whatever.
But they just had a birthday party, right? For Saint and Rain. Didn't they have the same birthday party?
Something like that.
Yeah, so it was a Tarzan
thing. All Who Cares.
They brought in a whole real monkey and the whole bit.
Yeah. Everyone was probably there. They could have just said, hey, come over
here. Hey, come on over here with the monkey. Let's have the shoot.
You're all wearing animal print stuff bikinis anyway, so let's just take a...
Come on, everybody look good. We got it lit. Everything's lit over there, always.
Of course, because they're always on.
They're always on.
Yes.
Always on.
There's always editors, there's always Photoshoppers, and there's always picture takers
when
for selfies.
When all of these people go away from their lives they won't know what to do for 2 years. Or maybe they'll just pretend like they're in front of the cameras that are no longer there.
Well, I think that's what'll happen. I can see that because... And I know my husband probably does this too. I would be surprised if he doesn't. But I know that I do this. Whenever I'm cooking something... Not that I'm cooking a lot these days because he does it. But whenever I am cooking or baking... Mm. And I'm doing the ingredients. Mm-hmm. It's like in your mind, you're like playing out a Food Network show. So it'll be the same thing. They'll be getting their makeup on. It's like, oh, and then Courtney said, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll live in infamy in their own minds.
That's right.
Yes. So Kevin Hart's hosting the next year's Oscars.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he, like, beat his wife or something?
No, not Kevin Hart. No. Yes, Kevin Hart. Yes, he did.
So what happened with that?
I don't know. Who knows? Huh. Maybe he can be the poster child of Me Too.
Maybe.
He can take that spot away from Harvey Weinstein. Maybe they can play Baby It's Cold Outside. I don't know. What was the deal with Kevin Hart? Yeah, he did.
Look that up, John.
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
So he's hosting the Oscars.
Yeah.
Wow,
so
exciting.
Obviously an employ by the Academy to find a younger audience or maybe just to stop the slide of viewers turning away from the Hollywood self-love fest.
You know what? He cheated on his wife. He did not beat her.
Okay.
He cheated on her. Okay. Which is acceptable.
I guess that's okay. Hollywood that's okay circles. In Hollywood.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. All right. Sure. All right. Go on. Right. Sorry.
So,
my bad.
All right. So Kevin, you're the host then.
Yeah.
Kevin's elated, naturally.
Well, yeah, I would be too.
Yeah, he just doesn't seem like an obvious choice to me, or a non-obvious choice.
Kevin Hart is short. I just thought I'd point that out.
John Wayne was tall. Smashed potatoes.
I just read
so
something
creamy.
That Cesar Romero was gay.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I did not know that. Not that it matters.
He was tall.
He was tall. Cesar Romero is tall.
Yes.
Okay.
It has been way too long since I've seen While You Were Sleeping.
Where all these
which
lines
which is
come
a Christmas
from.
Movie.
That's true.
Yeah.
You should watch it. Kevin Hart was not that. In it. Kevin Hart was not
no,
in it.
Kevin no,
Hart
Kevin
was
Hart,
a young child.
Bill Pullman,
that
Sandy
out.
Bullock.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yes, so Kevin Hart hosting the Oscars.
Yes.
I think this is probably one of those things. Why don't they just get Ellen to come back?
Maybe she doesn't want to.
She's Ellen.
I know.
Ellen never met a TV camera she didn't like. Okay? And
that's
she makes
true.
$82 million a year. You know, this is chump change for her. They've been probably paying Kevin Hart $1 million or whatever.
They could pay her and she could donate to her wild animals.
There
sanctuary.
You go. Ellen,
really?
Help out the Oscars. Just keep hosting.
Because I always watch them.
Billy Crystal
I...
was good till he got old.
Oh, Billy Crystal.
Yeah, but now he's old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder if he could still do it.
He did it a couple of years ago. And
it's
it felt
more than a couple.
Flat on his face.
Yeah.
Flat on his face.
All right. Well,
he's just not the it boy anymore.
Kevin has expressed his delight on Twitter naturally.
Naturally.
February 24th will be the festivities. The frivolities
yeah.
and the self-love
thanks.
Fest.
Self-love fest for Hollywood. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because there ain't a damn movie that's getting nominated that any of us have seen in the real world.
Probably not.
Yeah. This is how bad Hollywood's gotten. All right, enough of that, because we'll have plenty of time to get on that soapbox between now
oh,
and
yes.
February 24th.
The train's,
all right,
the
well,
train's
well,
loading, and it will be barreling down the tracks.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I say let's go get a drink. Repeal day. Doggone it. Let's celebrate. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.